This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. I'm going to get my rowing machine. I'm telling you right now, I'm getting my rowing machine. I don't care if I'm the only person who uses it. And I'm going to do rowing stuff on rivers and stuff. And it's going to be amazing. But that's not important right now. We're going to talk. I'll give you one more quick example of just lying about everything all the time. Then we'll talk about them using their values against us. Apparently, state governments, including Texas, they just use H-1Bs too. Just go find a foreigner somewhere and stuff them in. So all that and more coming up in the final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. One more final thing. Chris, this one's going to have to come from you. How they just lie about everything at all times. Remember, sometimes, I touched on this last night. I'll probably try to tighten up this quote since I came up with it on the fly last night. But if you read 1,000 books, only it's books written by 1,000 liars, you go from being the wisest person on earth to being the dumbest person on earth. You're dumber than the person who read no books. Now, when I talk about your liberal Aunt Peggy, I bet whenever I mention that person, whoever the commie is in your life, the Democrat in your life, maybe it's a mom or a kid or a grandma or a coworker, or I know you have an image in your head, but I would venture a guess that the image you have in your head of liberal Aunt Peggy is not some wealthy, famous person, is it? Is it? But here's the truth. Wealthy people, famous people, they're just as susceptible to the lies, to living in that world of make-believe as anyone else. It's not about money or accomplishments on this earth. Are you making an effort? Whatever your walk of life is, I don't care whether you're a 10-year-old kid or a billionaire, are you making an effort to seek out the truth? Or do you just sit back, watch the news for 10 minutes, and just kind of believe whatever you read on Facebook this morning? That's the difference. Steve Kerr, he's the coach of the Golden State Warriors. Now, Steve Kerr has been a disgusting piece of communist trash his entire life. Just has been. No wonder Michael Jordan punched him. We all would like to do so. Honestly, he's just a piece of trash. And he's a huge liar. Now, when he says what he's about to say, I don't know whether he knows he's a liar. There's a chance, millionaire head coach, that he doesn't know he's lying. But that's part of the strength of communist propaganda. They will create apostles for their religion, and sometimes the apostles don't know it's all lies. Here's the head basketball coach of the Golden State Warrior telling an out-and-out lie.
It's not like they're rooting out violent criminals. You know, they're taking 5-year-old kindergartners and U.S. citizens and detaining people. Immigration.
They're taking 5-year-old kindergartners, as we've already covered. Not an opinion. That's a lie. Does he know it's a lie? I don't know. Maybe he does because he's a piece of communist trash. Maybe he doesn't because he only listens to communist news sources. Maybe he actually believes that. Maybe Angie Craig, this soulless demon in Minnesota. Maybe she believes this.
So now ICE is using a five-year-old boy. A five-year-old boy. They took him and used him to lure his father out. And now they've
That's an outright lie. You want to hear something hilarious? I'm sorry. It's just, it's too funny to me. Do you remember the bananas and rice Somali girl from the other day? Do you remember her? She was the one who came out and told that lie about, so they called me, she used a lot of us, the N-word. And then she was trying to say that she got a cut while in jail, but then I got a scab, but it healed while I was in jail. So obviously, there was no cut at all. Just a moron. But please tell me you remember this little bit.
So I'm Somali. I'm proud to be Somali. To me, being Somali isn't just eating bananas with rice. it's a lot. It's like, it's an interesting thing. It's very hard to describe what it means to be Somali and what it means to be American, but it's like a cultural fusion. It's kind of like the bananas and rice. You know, people don't really see, like, you know, people don't think, oh, you can eat bananas with rice, but that's what it's like to be Somali and American. It's like that combination of banana and rice, but you're gonna get what I mean.
Yeah, she got arrested today. Not even kidding. She got arrested for assaulting a federal officer. So I don't know if they serve bananas and rice in the federal lockup, but just the communist street animal out there doing communist street animal things. Of course, she has all kinds of shields she puts on to try to protect her. She does that. Why? Why does she try to play the Somali routine? Why does she try to play the, they called me the N-word routine? What's it all about? It's all about you. It's all about using your values against you. Do you remember in the Bible when Jesus went out and fasted for 40 days? It's in the New Testament, Chris. I know you don't remember. Anyway, Jesus went out and fasted for 40 days. The devil comes to Jesus. And obviously the devil is uniquely invested in screwing up Jesus' plans. Now, when the devil tried to get Jesus to do certain things, when he tried to get him to do certain things, let me ask you something. Did he pull out the book of the devil? A dark book with, you know, I don't know, I guess there'd probably be flames dripping off it or something. Hey, Jesus, do this. Is that what he said? Did he bring a bunch of ugly demons in front of Jesus and try to get them to, you know, talk him into it? Of course not. What did the devil do to try to get Jesus to do evil things? What did he do? Chris, even you'll know this. He quoted scripture to him. He pulled out, there wasn't a Bible yet, but he pulled out the Bible, quoted scripture to Jesus. Evil forces have always been able to use your values against you if you let them. You have to let them, though. Jesus, of course, didn't let him, but you have to allow it to happen. You allow it to happen when you don't recognize that it's happening. Do you remember? Let's rewind, actually. Let's rewind all the way back. Do you remember in the first Trump administration, they were trying to crack down on illegal immigration, and everyone knows that kids are brought to the border by child predators, oftentimes not their parents. So the Trump administration very reasonably separated the children so they could figure out who's who and what's what. Do you remember what the communists did?
When we have children being housed in cages, crying for their mommies and daddies, we know we are better than this.
They're talking about kids separated from their mom and their dad, sitting in cages on our southern border.
They watch in horror as children are torn from their families and thrown into cages.
You know, he rips at families. He rips them apart at our borders. He puts children in cages.
What was that about? Did the people in that bit of audio, do they just have a heart for the kids? The people who will loudly champion the murder of 67 million unborn babies, do they just have a real heart for those kids? The little illegal kids in the cages. Do the people who've been encouraging your son and daughter to chop their penis off and breasts off, do they have a heart for the children? They just love those kids. It's such a shame what's happened to the kids. Oh, no. They don't care about the kids. So why, if they don't care about the kids, why use this line?
When we have children being housed in cages.
Because they know you care about kids. They will use your values against you if you let them. Never let them. Don't ever let the devil quote scripture to you. Ever. All right? Do switch to Pure Talk, though. You know, corporations fund this stuff. Trump talked again about how he knows this is being paid and organized, and he gets it. He understands now the paid communist network in this country. But that, of course, begs the question, who's doing the paying? Go look up the Black Lives Matter organizations. Go look up the old George Floyd Summer of Love riots in this country, and look who was stroking the checks to it. You were. If you have Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile, you were. America's corporations were more than happy to take your money and pay communist animals to burn down cities in this country. Pure Talk did not do that. Pure Talk hires Americans. Gosh, I'd love them for that. They hire Americans. They care about this country. They care about veterans. That's where they give when they give back. You want to save a bunch of money? Takes 10 minutes on the phone. Talking to an American, dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
So I'm Somali. I'm proud to be Somali. to me, being Somali isn't just...
And now she's arrested. Turns out you can't assault federal officers. Also, what's this headline? Greg Abbott, that'd be Texas Governor Greg Abbott, halts future use of H-1B visas at Texas state agencies and universities. So all he did was pause it until the legislature meets next year, but we were bringing in foreigners to work at our state agencies? And the article says, I love this part, specialty H-1B visas for highly skilled workers. That's not what H-1B visas are. That's O-1. O-1 visas, that's the highly skilled specialty people. H-1Bs are not that at all. They're just the ones taking away the job from your son who's about to graduate. Pennies on the dollar, you see. They'll come over, work for 70 grand a year. Your son, he'd demand 100. That would be the market rate. But too bad, so sad. Terrible state of affairs. Again, legal immigration is not magically wonderful just because a politician decided it was legal. Legal immigration is as or more damaging than illegal immigration. Jesse, you went out with the guys to a bar for some football. And instead of being a man and throwing back a 22-ounce cold one, you sipped water and ate ice cream? Why are you gay? We can no longer be friends. What? Okay, I already told you that, one, I'm getting healthier in 2026. I told you I didn't care. I don't watch NFL football anymore. I didn't even know who was playing. I didn't care about the game. The point of that story was that I went out and made myself be social to physically be with other people. I didn't, what, Chris, what? I did not drink sparkling water. It was regular water at the bar. It was not sparkling. I'm not fruity. Okay. It was regular water. And I ordered an ice cream because I had a little bit of a sweet tooth and I didn't want to be. No, Chris, don't make that motion with your wrist. That's not very nice. No, that's, I had a little bit of a sweet tooth. I'm trying to clean up. I'm trying to get healthier in 2026. And I've already told you I don't drink much anymore. Okay. I told you that. I used to drink all the time. Like all the time. I've poured out my heart and soul to you before. I was that guy with a problem, right? I was the guy fresh back from Iraq, sitting in a blacked out apartment with all the lights out, getting hammered in a chair by myself in the dark in the living room. I was the guy stopping for road beers to drink in my truck on the way home. All right. That's not a healthy place to be in life. And so I don't want to ever go back to being that guy. It's not that I don't ever touch a beer or something like that. I'll still have a beer, but I'm trying to not go out on a Monday night at the bar and start hammering back booze. I'm going to have a water and some ice cream. And you know what? They were more understanding about it than you were. They were certainly nicer than you were, Chris. What? Okay, they weren't that nice, if I have to be honest about it. There was a lot of vicious commentary coming my way. There were a lot of, there was a lot of this.
Why are you gay?
And things like that, which wasn't very nice. And it didn't help things that the ice cream sucked. I don't know how hard you have to work to make ice cream suck, but this ice cream was freaking putrid. Jesse. Oh, this is about the woman. So I don't know if you've seen the video. There is video online. You don't get to actually see the explosion. But there is video of one of these communist street animals. Now, I've heard both things. I've heard that it was a flashbang grenade. We'll just go with that it was a flashbang grenade. It was some sort of non-lethal grenade. Please keep in mind, there are many different kinds of non-lethal grenades that are out there. There are grenades that you can throw out there. They'll fire off rubber balls, essentially. It won't kill you, but you'll want to be dead. Anyway, flashbang grenades. Anyway, there's a video out there of the aftermath, the immediate aftermath. Apparently, the cops threw what they're calling a flashbang grenade. I don't know that that's what it was. But he threw a non-lethal grenade. This idiot street animal bends down and grabs it, I'm guessing to throw it back. She didn't quite make it in time, and it blows up in her hands. The video is actually hard to watch if you have a soul. I loved it, but for anyone I showed who had a soul, they thought it was very uncomfortable. She is in complete and utter agony. What, Chris? Chris said it's hard to watch because the video, the quality is not very good. That's not very nice, Chris. Anyway, when the video picks up, this lady is in agony, running. It's almost like she's running towards nothing. She's in so much pain. She's collapsing. She's staring at her hand. Look, it's a contact sport out there, street animals. All right. And that brings two things to my mind. We'll talk about those next.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
So I'm Somali. I'm proud to be Somali. To me, being Somali isn't just eating bananas with rice.
And now she fought the law and the law won. Anyway, so a couple things about the street animal who had a flashbang. It didn't blow her hand off, but she's going to have some problems. First, the street animals, maybe you know one. Many of them, remember, they are true believers. They are true believers. They get themselves wrapped up in the communist propaganda network. Social media feeds into this over and over and over again, causing, they're probably already susceptible or already have some form of mental illness. And then the the social media network feeds into it, making them more rabid, more brain dead, more demonic all the time. Did you remember this nurse? This nurse? Think about this. This woman was, I stress was, because now she's fired. This is a nurse. She didn't say this to her friends at a cocktail party after too many mimosas. She posted this herself online. Here she was.
Get on Tinder, get on Hinge, find these guys. They're a nice agent, bring some X-lax and put it in their drinks. Get them sick, easily deniable. Somebody's not gonna be supporting these guys. Where's the hotel where they eat? Who makes that breakfast? Let's find them. Okay, for today's resistance tip, anybody got any poison ivy, poison oak? Get some of that up with gloves, obviously. Get it in some water. And I'm gonna put it into a water gun. Aim for faces. Sabotage tactic, or at least scare tactic. All the medical providers, grab some syringes. Have them full of saline or succinylcholine, you know, whatever.
That's not one. That's not two. That's three separate videos a nurse put up online herself talking. Well, you heard what she said. Yeah, she's fired now. How could you be so gone? How could you be so gone? Well, do you remember after Renee Good got her brains blown out by that ICE agent after she tried to run him over? She did run him over, internal injuries and all that. But remember, maybe you didn't know about this. Do you remember her girlfriend who was there? One of the things she was crying out as she looked at her former girlfriend laying there dead. Do you remember? Why do you have real bullets? That's what she said. Why do you have real bullets? It was such a revealing moment. In such a vulnerable state, it was such a revealing moment. These people spend too much time online, Instagram or TikTok and all these things, spend too much time watching CNN and MSNBC. And it's not like it's Mao's communists in China actually physically fighting a guerrilla war. These people get themselves whipped up into a mentally ill frenzy online. And then once they're all whipped up into a lather, they go marching out into the streets and you end up finding out it's very, very real. In real life, you are not allowed to put your hands on a police officer. In real life, any law enforcement officer has been trained to treat a moving vehicle as a deadly weapon, because that's exactly what it is. If you drive at one in a vehicle, you're going to die. They think it's a game because they've lived it as a game online, but it's not a game. Why in the world would you ever grab a flashbang? Well, when I was in the Marines, they were giving us some flashbangs for room clearing, learning about urban warfare and stuff like that. And part of that's always going to be carrying non-lethals like flashbangs so you can clear out a room, debilitate people in the room, go in, kill who you're supposed to kill. The idea, of course, is not just to debilitate the enemy inside. One of the real perks of it is, are there people in there or potentially people in there you don't want to kill? So look, if I want to kill everyone in the room, and I know I want to kill everyone in the room, well, put your flashbang back in your pouch. I'm chucking real grenades in there until there's nobody left alive, right? But flashbangs serve an excellent purpose when you don't want that. Maybe there's women or kids or innocents in there. Or that would be something police officers are going to use more, certainly here in America, because we don't want our police officers chucking real grenades at people, right? Right? All right. So we had to gather around. This was part of the flashbang training. They're teaching you what it can do, what it can't do, the basics, how to yank the pin, how to do this stuff. So they have us gather around in a circle. I would say straight away, the 15 of us in the circle, I'm guessing, but we're all basically touching shoulder to shoulder. So it's kind of a tight circle, but not that tight, not super tight. There's some space in between it. All right, it's a big circle. Now, up to that point, before we had had flashbang training, the only experience I had really had with flashbangs was probably exactly what you have. the movies. Everyone sees them in the movies. Right. You know, it's a bright light. Maybe it'll blind you, that kind of a thing. I'll be frank with you. It was a little bit intimidating. They dropped this thing in the center of us. And if I remember right, did they tell us to close our eyes? I don't think we were supposed to close our eyes because they wanted us to experience the whole thing. I don't remember that. Don't quote me on that. I don't remember that. But they pulled the pin on this flashbang and dropped it right in the middle of us. Whoo, boy. Chris, it's so loud you can't possibly imagine. That pop you hear in the movies? No. It's loud. It's bright. It is so disorienting you can't even imagine. And it let you know, yes, it's not a lethal grenade. It's not supposed to be lethal, but there's nobody who stood in that circle who would ever dream of grabbing one when the pin had been pulled and you knew that thing was going to go off. I thought to myself, that has to be harmful. I remember thinking that that has to be harmful. You reached down and grabbed one? These people, but they get weaponized online and they have this constant drumbeat from these communist elites telling them they're up against Nazis and this is what we have to do to fight the Nazis.
This is a small bunch of wannabe Nazis. That's what they are. In a country of 350 million, we outnumber them. If we have to hunt you down the way they hunted down Nazis for decades, we will find your identities. We will find you. We will achieve justice.
It gets these people into a mental state that is so insanely unhealthy, and they put on their pants and they go get in their Subaru Outbacks and they drive down to these protests thinking, I don't want to say thinking it's a game because they're dead serious about it, but they don't understand the seriousness of the situation. They'll run right up to these law enforcement guys and they'll just start touching them, screaming at them, megaphones. And so many of these people don't understand what they're doing and what is at stake. Like that guy who just died, the Preddy guy. Whatever you think about the shoot, rather, you're wrestling with federal officers when they're trying to apprehend illegals? How did you think that was going to go? What's wrong with you? That's how it goes. All right, talk about Georgia, emails, headlines I didn't get to, next.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Wednesday. Email us your love, your hate, your death threats, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. So Dr. Oz, he's been bouncing around California. Now, why have I talked to you about California and why I've told you Minnesota, all this fraud stuff in Minnesota, that it's going to pale in comparison to California? It's not that the Democrats in California are somehow more evil than the Democrats in Minnesota. It's simply a matter of the size of the pie, if you will. Here's a good example. I've been nerding out on this documentary. Shut up, Chris. I've been nerding out on this documentary. This one's about the global drug trade and how it's changed over the years. And one of the guys they're interviewing in this documentary is a guy named George Young. Maybe you've seen the movie Blow. It was a Johnny Depp movie, Blow. George Young is the real life guy. He was a huge drug trafficker. He's out of prison now. He's wildly endearing, I will say, listening to him be interviewed. But he was talking in that movie about how the drug trade changed because he started out trafficking marijuana. And then the public apparently got off of marijuana and started to love cocaine. And he said, I'd never heard this before because I'm not big on the drug trade, but he said the marijuana trafficking, it's done with a handshake. Cocaine trafficking is done with a gun. Why? There's more money. there's so much more money. When you elevate the size of the pot, wait, pardon the pun, when you elevate the size of the treasury you're pillaging, well, the crime's going to get even worse. That's why I told you, Minnesota, it's just an appetizer. Wait till they get to California. Dr. Oz has been bouncing around California. Now, remember, I told you before to look at this. I think it'll help understand if we're talking about the size of the pot. Look at a pie chart of the budget in the United States of America or your state. You can look up your states. It's fine. Look up the parts of it that deal with health care, Medicare, Medicaid, things like that. Here's Dr. Oz in California.
California is already paying back $1.6 billion that they previously charged to the federal government for health care services given to illegal immigrants. But they have a much bigger fraud problem that hurts American citizens. California shares the problems that we are seeing in Minnesota with in-home supportive services. California spending for these services increased from $8 to $28 billion over the past decade. Second, in 2024 alone, spending for home health care in California increased by more than 21%, representing the largest growth rate for any major health category nationwide. The number of home health agencies in California almost doubled between 2019 and 24. Finally, LA County should be ashamed of the 2022 California State Auditor Report, showing that their number of hospice agencies increased by 1,500% since 2010. Yes, you heard that right. 1,500%. That exceeds the 40% increase in the senior population during that same period. How can you defend a sevenfold increase in hospice, especially since so many of these charlatans report 100% survival for supposedly terminally ill patients?
I know that was a lot of statistics. Let me just go ahead and break it down for you. It's all fraud. There is so much government money they steal from you and they steal from me. Money that goes into health care in this country. And if you get a state that is run by Democrats, because Democrats are just naturally criminals, the Democrats who are elected, they will collaborate with the criminals, oftentimes foreign criminals, but not always. They will collaborate with the criminals to steal from the American taxpayer. This is a story that you're going to hear about from Minnesota to California. Honestly, it's probably in all 50 states. The blue states, because communists never want to keep each other accountable under the law, it's going to be way worse under there. But how much of the American economy is just you getting money stolen from you by criminals? A lot of it. A lot of it. Speaking of criminals, happened earlier today. FBI agents search election hub in Fulton County, Georgia. Fulton County, Georgia. That would be Atlanta. That would be the county that overwhelmingly, not only is it controlled by Democrats, it decides where that critically important swing state will go in an election. And for some wild reason, there are always difficulties getting votes tallied up on time and in an above board manner in Fulton County. It really is so odd how many election problems the critically important swing states and the critically important counties in swing states, how often those are the places where there are election problems. Well, let's skip right past it. You know the three things that hold up the Democrat Party. FFC. Fraud, foreigners, and cheating. Without those three things. Honestly, probably if you took away any one of them, it would go away. But they all, of course, work together. Without any one of those things, without those things, the Democrat Party disappears overnight.
And now,
here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Far too few public toilets in the Netherlands, causing unacceptable problems for many. I'm very torn on this. On one hand, when you have to use the bathroom, you want access to some kind of a public toilet. On the other hand, these places that do this, they fill them up with homeless people, and then the public toilet. You know what? I don't want to go into it anymore. New evidence shows how discrimination shortens the lives in black communities. Yes, I'm sure it's the racism of America that does that. Not at all the other factors like poverty and everything else. Houthis hint at more attacks on shipping. Iranians threaten U.S. aircraft carriers. Oh, look, Iran is issuing threats again. We should take those seriously this time. Minnesota Antifa member claims he's on the run after calling for armed men to confront immigration officials. Finally, we have some communists in this country on the run. All right, we'll be back tomorrow to do it again. That's all.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.